Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. 36 is our wake-up temp, so Jason Kahn's kind of sandwiched in between the 40 of Monday and the 28 of yesterday.
That's not bad. We're still hanging in with good weather.
Reminded me of Goldilocks, and it's like, wow, it's been a while since I've heard or told the Three Bears story.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought of that recently. I was talking about that with someone. I don't remember. It wasn't you, but I was talking about Goldilocks with somebody, and I don't remember how it came up, so it's funny that you bring that up now.
Yeah. One of the ways it comes to mind is, right, high, low, and then kind of that in between. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard to believe it's almost March. You know, when I think March, I think, okay, spring. You know, I know we get bad days in March, but I'm excited.
Again, we're going to get to Crab Fest 2025, and it may run a long time, but we're going to talk about his book, Connecting, today. I want to get to that for sure, and we're going to get to a scripture from Romans 12. But I want to just say, you know, we both are brothers from another mother, and in 5 minutes, we wish we had 3.5 hours. We don't, but we get 5 minutes. Trying to solve the world's problem 5 minutes of the day is hard work. And so just want to say there is a lot going on politically. And so I want to just say that, not opining on one side or another, but so that folks would, you know, pray as if everything depends on God and then work as if everything depends on you. And if you want to call your government officials, go right ahead. But there's a lot going on, right?
Absolutely. It feels very overwhelming day in and day out, you know, to just kind of face everything that's happening. And you know, I see a lot of fear and a lot of hurt, you know, as I'm looking at what's happening around me. And it's a scary time, I think, for many people. I think trying to figure out how to manage the world around us, you know, and whether it's international or just at home.
It seems like if you and I talk about politics much at all, we might hear from somebody on the listener line. So I just want to say we're just trying to talk about a lot going on, and I wish I could even delve into it more than we just did here. But obviously, the House just passed a major bill. We'll see how that reconciles with the Senate version, but cutting like $1 billion, I'm reading, out of Medicaid, which is massive. And the idea of a gold card program, you can pay $5 million to become a U.S. citizen, is completely new. And the U.S. siding with Russia and opposed to Ukraine and the U.N., so that's kind of historic. So,
yeah, it all feels upside down from where we've been.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's just, again, I think that's where a lot of fear is coming from many people. So,
Larry Crabb, Connecting. It was a book that kind of changed some direction for him. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the book Connecting really, you know, Larry, certainly near the later part of his career, really thought a lot about this idea of relational theology, the importance of relationship, of living an other-centered life. And you know, before that, he had written some books that were more traditionally connected with psychology. But this book, Connecting, which came out in 1997, really made this shift more toward relationship, toward what it looks like to connect with other people.
Hmm. And so I just want to back up for a second because I think it's so important. I mean, in your book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus on John 13 through 17, you have a whole chapter on Trinitarian relating because that's the idea. Relational theology makes a lot of sense if you begin by recognizing every morning when you get up that our God is a triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit, a relational God, and he's made us relational. So you go, aha, the light goes on. And Larry said, in a word, the Bible's about relationship.
Absolutely. And I think that's the, I think that's where he would argue is where healing happens. You know, I think we're often harmed in relationships, but we're healed in relationships as well.
That is so, say that again.
We're often harmed in relationships, but we are also healed in relationship.
Isn't it almost beyond often to, I mean, yeah, I think inescapably, like, yeah, that is just so, what you just said there is just so true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And, you know, and again, I think there was a light bulb moment for Larry, and probably because he spent a lot of time in a relationship with people where it was like, we need to get this down on paper so people understand the importance of connecting, right? Of connection. And he really wrote about that well in Connecting, and then I think through the rest of his career.
Yeah. And so we'll have you talk about that. That was the necessary prelude that'll get to your summary from Living in the Larger Story that you wrote that wonderful opening chapter to tomorrow. Yeah. But here we close out Romans 12:10. You gave us the verse yesterday. We had part of Letters to the Beloved. Here's the rest of what you say. Godly love is never about demanding your rights to the exclusion of others, but instead recognizing that everyone is interconnected. No one is more or less valuable than another. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, you can see if you ever read Letters to the Beloved that Larry's words, Larry's ideas influence me. And again, I think the idea is that even biblically, right? I mean, we see that love, other-centeredness, compassion towards others really is the driver of how we love God and love others well.
Mm-hmm. So good. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Winner Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We continue on with the question we first raised yesterday.
We are giving you a chance to win two tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls. Of course, be listening throughout the day for your chance to hear that secret sound in caller four. But you know what? You could win tickets right here, right now to see The Unbreakable Boy if you can answer this question at 715-723-2555. Here it is. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. On what? In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. And how about we had a lot of good guesses yesterday, but not what we were looking for.
That is true, Caleb. And in fact, we had one less go at it than usual. But again, usually we give you 24 hours to think about it. We come back. If you don't get it, get the hint at 745.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. So be bold, be brave, and give it a shot here. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. We'll give you some incorrect answers if we have lags and guesses. But let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lily, and I'm gonna guess heat.
One more time. What was your guess?
Heat.
Okay, spending over $500 million a year on heat.
Kind of like we paid back those heating bills, right?
Yeah. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Not gonna buzz you. You call back, friend. 715-723-2555. Good to hear from Rock Falls. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa. Hi, Linda. I went to The Unbreakable Boy.
Good.
It was wonderful.
Good. Well, we'll see if we can get some tickets for you or to give away to somebody else. What do you think?
Yeah. Online shopping?
Online shopping.
Good guess.
Over $500 million a year on online shopping. Linda? Not it, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden, hey, what Aiden. Do you think?
Candy.
Is it candy? $500 million plus a year on candy?
We do have a sweet tooth, Caleb.
Is it that? No, maybe it's even more. Now I can't.
Well, the same thing with online shopping.
Thank you, Aiden. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets to The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. On what?
Tough to get it without a hint, I guess.
715-723-2555. If you have a guess, otherwise we'll come back after 745 and give you a clue. But what could it be? 715-723-2555. Going once, going twice. We'll get back to the music then, and we will give you another shot after we come up with a clue, which sometimes is a little difficult, but I think we've got some ideas here.
Yeah.
To help you along the way.
We'll put our heads together.
It's Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy. Again, hearing rave reviews from this, from those of you who've seen it. And our staff saw it, really, really loved it. So want to put two tickets into your hands if you can solve this Tuesday trivia question, which is now on a Win It Wednesday and a clue upcoming. Here's the question. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on what? And Havel has the clue.
And the item is seasonal, I would say.
Seasonal.
Uh-huh.
All right. So think seasonal. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on what? On this. Think seasonal. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra from Winter. What do you think?
I was going to say auto parts.
Auto Parts. Is it Auto Parts? Not what we're looking for. Call us back, Kendra. 715-723-2555.
Did you know that where Kendra lives, it's always winter?
It's always winter in winter. I actually have a wonderful greenhouse there. We used to drive by it all the time on the way up to my grandpa's. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sharon from Lady Smith.
Hey, Sharon.
Sharon, good to hear from Rusk County. What do you think?
Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping. You, again, are taking the clue to heart, saying, seasonal, and Americans spend over $500 million a year on what? On this? Is it Christmas shopping? Halvo, did Sharon get it?
Sorry, Sharon.
No, but call us back, Sharon. 715-723-2555.
We're big in the Northland. Winter, Ladysmith. How about further south?
Good morning, WWIB.
Colfax.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Colfax.
All right. Go ahead.
Christmas decorations?
You know, Christmas shopping was just guessed. Christmas decorations. More specific here, is it Christmas decorations?
Sorry.
Not it. Good to hear from Colfax, Viking country there. The good Vikings. 715-723-2555.
We're Packer fans on this show.
We are. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Christy, what do you think?
Halloween costumes for our pets.
Halloween costumes for pets. So very specific, which again is good because you know sometimes we'll have specific answers here. Is it Halloween costumes for pets? Over $500 million on that. Is that what we do? Is that what we spend over $500 million on in America?
No, that's not it.
No, that it could be. It could be. Just
that would be stunning to me.
And now I want to look that up.
Yeah. All right,
we've got time for a few more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton, I was wondering when you would call, buddy. What do you think?
Flowers.
Is it flowers? Is it flowers? Over 500 billion?
Do you like flowers, Clayton?
500 million.
My mom buys a lot of them.
Okay.
Well, that's good. And you should get flowers for your mom, too.
Yeah.
Is it $500 million-plus dollars a year on flowers, Clayton?
It's not, sorry.
It's not, but call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Weyerhaeuser.
Good to hear from Weyerhaeuser. What do you think?
Diapers.
Diapers. So $500 million-plus dollars a year on diapers. Not diapers.
Just a clue that...
For two calls.
Every baby I know, diapers are not seasonal.
I was going to say, having a baby in our household, yep, diapers are all around the year. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Eau Claire.
Kathy, go ahead.
Is it Halloween?
Is it Halloween? Just in general, just Halloween spending over
that would be seasonal, I guess.
Dollars? Not it. All right, one guess left, then we'll push this beyond 8:15 and give you another clue. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ron from Colfax.
Go ahead, Ron.
Garden seeds.
Garden seeds. And maybe you were thinking I was given a clue with that winter greenhouse thing. Again, I am not that clever, but is that what it is? Garden seeds, Halvo?
Sorry, Ron. And Caleb, I can tell you this. Americans were projected to spend $700 million, more than $500 million, on pet Halloween costumes last October.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Good Googling.
I am stunned. But maybe I shouldn't.
Well, we've got another Cabin Fever scream to play here because this one was just very enjoyable. And again, as long as you leave that Cabin Fever scream, you're entered to win the grand prize package. But this one, it's an entire family with some Cabin Fever. Let's take a listen.
Hi, we're the Jacobs family from Eau Claire, and we have Cabin Fever.
That was good.
Cabin Fever detected.
Well done, Jacobs family from Eau Claire. And you know what? That's what it takes, whether you're with your whole family or just by yourself in a place where you can scream without causing alarm. Do it. 715-396-1670. If you're feeling a little Cabin Fever, can pretend like you are, then call our listener line at 715-396-1670 and give us your best, your very best effort on a Cabin Fever scream. It's WWIB's Cabin Fever contest, and we always have so much fun with this. One of my favorite things is hearing the laughs, the giggles from the kids where it's like, wait, I'm really allowed to scream? Like, you're telling me this is okay? Yes. And again, we love hearing these.
All right, it's the WWIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, and let's try again.
Another clue as well, 715-723-2555, the number to call. We're giving you two tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls if you can solve this. Here's the question. In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this. In America, we spend over $500 million a year on this. On what? And we've told you, think seasonal. Think seasonal. And now we're adding to that clue.
Yeah. Beyond think seasonal, think indoors.
Think indoors. Think seasonal, think indoors.
Uh-huh.
715-723-2555.
And if I could say one thing to that, like, we've given you these clues. So don't go ahead and say, like, woodpeckers. Because, and whatever it might be, like, we really, we give you the clue. We wrestle with it. We're trying to help you.
Yes, we want you to win.
So it's not woodpeckers.
723-2555.
We'll add that. I don't know why I said that. I was thinking of Woody this morning.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee. Could it be gym memberships?
Could it be gym memberships? Okay. Thinking indoors and thinking, yeah, a lot of people use that seasonally, maybe in colder months and such. Is it gym memberships? Halva, did Brian get it?
Sorry, Brian.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale. What do you think?
Plants and flowers.
Plants and flowers. Sure. Seasonal. A lot of times probably would bring those indoors. Is that what we're looking for? Not it. Thank you, Dale.
Sorry, Dale.
715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia has morphed into Win It Wednesday, a chance to win two tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy, a wonderful movie from Kingdom Story Company for the makers
of
the best Christmas pageant ever and Jesus Revolution. It really is.
I'd like to see it again.
Yeah, Zachary Levi stars in that. And again, maybe a little unexpected. You see the trailer and the actual movie might be a little bit unexpected from what you see in the trailer. We really think you'll enjoy it. 715-723-2555. Americans spend over $500 million a year on this. On what? Think seasonal. Think indoors. 715-723-2555 for a Win It Wednesday. If we don't get it here, we'll come back after 8:45 and stack another clue for you. But 715-723-2555. Phone lines are open right now if you have a guess. In America, what do we spend over $500 million a year on that's mostly used indoors? And mostly used seasonally. 715.
They're holding out for the third hint at 8:45.
Like, yeah, I just want another clue.
Yeah.
Well, we've got another person trying to guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Petra from Stanley.
Hey, Petra.
Hey,
what
Petra.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it Christmas trees or Christmas decorations?
So Christmas decorations has been guessed. We should probably check Christmas trees
Christmas
off
trees.
The list as well, too. Is it Christmas trees?
It's sorry.
Not. Thank you for the call from Stanley.
Good guess.
All right, we can take a couple more guesses here if folks want to. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee.
All right, Brian.
Guess
holiday
again. What do you think?
Decoration. Holiday decorations.
Just holiday decorations. Okay.
Okay, just in general holiday.
Yeah, because, you know, like people, depending on what the holiday, some people do it, you know, repeatedly.
Yeah.
Some people just leave their Christmas decorations up, you know.
So. I'm raising my hand on the radio. It doesn't show much, but not what we're looking for, Brian. Thank you. Two more guesses here, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Would it be exercise equipment?
Is it exercise equipment? So we had gym memberships guessed. Is it exercise equipment?
People determined to go down that path, and that's not it.
Not it. All right, one more guess, then we're going to have to give you another clue. Think indoors, think seasonal. What do we spend over $500 million on a year in America? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River.
Well, hey, Steve, what do you think?
I'm going to guess Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Is it Easter eggs?
Huh.
Havo?
Yeah, it's coming up on that time, and some people do wonderful art projects on that. That is not it, though, Steve.
Not it. Not Easter eggs. All right, well, we'll give you another Easter egg of a clue coming up after 8:45. We'll give you another shot at winning those tickets to see The Unbreakable Boy. And, of course, be listening all throughout the day as well.
It's going to be our best hint yet, Caleb.
Yes. Here's Brandon Lake featuring Jelly Roll on WWIB. Huh. This is Hard Fought Hallelujah.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
An interesting note there. Thanks to SRN News for that. Hard Fought Hallelujah. Again, a remix of that, I guess you would say, with Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll.
One more try and a win it Wednesday on WWIB, and even another clue for your chance to win two tickets to The Unbreakable Boy at MyCon Chippewa Falls.
And so we are going to add another clue here. Here's the question. Americans spend over $500 million a year on what? On this. Americans spend over $500 million a year on this. And we've told you, think seasonal. And then we've told you, think indoors. So think something that's used really seasonally and used really indoors primarily.
All right, and now the best clue of all. Here it is, Caleb. It's also something you wear.
Something you wear. So something you wear. Something you wear seasonally. Something you wear indoors. All right, stack all those together, and let's see if we can send someone to the movie. Something you wear. Something you wear seasonally. Something you typically wear indoors. 715-723-2555. That's a really good clue.
We're like handing you guys the tickets right now.
Yeah, all right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Beach.
Beth, where are you from?
Eau Claire.
Beth from Eau Claire.
Beth
Go
is
ahead.
Like a Mariano Rivera. She comes in at the end, ready to close the door.
Down. What do you think, Beth?
How about swimsuits?
Swimsuits. Oh, boy. Oh, good guess. Yes, it's swimsuits. It's Americans spending over $500 million a year on swimsuits.
Sorry, Beth.
Not it. 715-723-2555.
And that good would guess. Be indoors and out, I guess. I mean, suppose. Sometimes there's an indoor pool.
True. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lacey from Hawkins. Is it jackets?
Lacey's not messing around. She's jumping right into that
right
answer.
In. Is it jackets? Lacey?
Sorry, Lacey.
It. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica from Bloomer.
Jessica, what do you think?
Is it slippers?
Is it slippers? Slippers.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Seasonal and indoors.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. I mean, now the MyPillow slippers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my MyPillow slippers.
There's a great deal on them right now.
I know. Not to just make this into a commercial for MyPillow slippers, but they really are fantastic. And you're absolutely right.
You're going to the movies.
Yes, Jessica, it is slippers. Americans spend over $500 million a year on slippers. Do you have slippers and do you love them?
I do. I have multiple pair and I absolutely love them.
Mm. Well, there you go. Slippers are great. So, again, it shows why we spend money. We want our toesies to be warm and comfy. We're going to send you to see The Unbreakable Boy at MyCon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Jessica, hang on the line and we will get you your winnings. Win it Wednesday. That was a great clue, Helen.
Yeah.
The last clue was a great clue.
We kind of lead you down. It's like breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah. And again, if you guys get it earlier, but the goal is to make you a winner. And on Win It Wednesday, it happened for Jessica from Bloomer.